seems to be responding. All right. What would you call wild horses?
Mustangs.
Okay. And those little rodents that sit on top of their mounds and bark are called?
Gophers.
Mm-hmm. Or have you ever heard them called another name?
I think when you say it, I will say, yes, I've heard of it. But it's not a word I would use.
What about prairie dog?
Prairie dog, yeah.
Is that the same, it's the same as a gopher?
I don't know. I don't know, Anne-Marie. And I never use the word prairie dog. Uh-huh. I don't know.
It's all about what you call them. So.
Sure. Uh-huh. But I don't know if they're the same as a gopher.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I don't know either. I don't know that I've ever seen a gopher.
I think I have seen one. Mm-hmm. They're a little rodent. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those little rodents that have, they're like Chip and Dale in the cartoon. They have the stripes on their back and the little tails that wag back and forth.
Would that be a skunk you're talking about?
No, skunks are too big. Skunks are big, you know. Oh. But these are little tiny things. They just scurry around.
You don't mean rats or mice?
No. See, we don't have them in El Paso, but they have them in places like Cloudcroft.
I don't guess I know.
Chipmunks?
I know what a chipmunk is, sort of, and now that you described it perfectly. But since we don't have them, I wouldn't have thought of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow, this is delicious coffee.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so, darling.
have you ever seen a woodchuck?
Not that I know of.
I've never seen one either. How about a rock chuck or a ground chuck?
I don't think so. You know, when you don't have trees, you don't have these animals.
I think they need more water than you.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, there's a little reptile that crawls along the ground very slowly. And he carries his shell on his back, and he can go inside his shell. What's that called?
A turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some of them are big, though.
Uh-huh. What do you call the big ones that go on land?
Tortoise?
Okay.
I think, maybe. I don't know.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
The rodents that eat nuts and have big fluffy tails?
Oh, yeah. I have forgotten the word.
Well, we don't have a lot of those around here.
No,
either.
But I was just visiting my friend in California, and I saw them. Squirrels.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay, do you know some game animals?
Well, no. I'm deer, of course, I guess. And, in the line of birds, I suppose mallards and quail.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid that's about it.
How about fish? Do you know what people fish for in El Paso?
Well, catfish, I think. Maybe some trout, but I doubt it much. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about animals that you might find in Cloudcroft in the woods? There's one animal they have trouble with in particular up there with their garbage.
Bears? Bears? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I don't think of bears as a game animal.
Oh, no, these are just
this
animals,
is a different...
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And, what else might you find in the forest?
Well, of course, deer.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe... Oh, Lord. Bears. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about forests.
Well, we don't really have a lot of animals in the
no,
forest
no,
in
no.
Cloudcroft because it's so dry, I think.
Uh-huh.